Ladies and gentlemen, we're in business with Dudley Grosvenor.
Hello, everyone. How are you? Oh, there you are. Now, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Harry Worth. I thought I'd mention it. It seems hardly worth troubling you. Worth troubling you. Well, perhaps I am. But you're listening to a very, very happy man. The reason for my happiness is that my ex-partner, Mr. Dudley Grosvenor, is no longer with me. As I speak, he's languishing in prison, which is rather unfortunate because he went to prison for something he didn't do. He didn't run fast enough. Poor Mr. Grosvenor. I can picture him now in a damp, drafty prison cell, woebegone, remorseful. The picture of misery.
Come in. Good morning, Walter Cosgrove.
Morning, Governor. 84364 Grosvenor, request to see you, sir.
Again? Why can't he leave me alone? There are over 50 prisons in England, and they have to send Dudley Grosvenor to this one. Why, Cosgrove, why?
There, sir. Don't upset yourself.
I'm sorry, Cosgrove, but before Grosvenor came here, this was a happy prison. True, we had our breakouts now and then, but the lads came back to us. Don't you see, they were happy here. There was a great feeling of togetherness in this prison, and then Grosvenor arrived. Since then, it's been dreadful, Cosgrove. Dreadful.
But he isn't violent at all, sir.
No, sometimes I wish he was. I wish he'd belt another prisoner over the head with a pickaxe handle or something, or trip up one of the warders.
Sir?
Not you, Cosgrove. But he won't do anything like that. He's too smart. Makes me sick. He'd only been here 2 days when he'd got the prisoners to join his union. They're not working for the government anymore. They're working for him. All right. I'd better get it over with. Send him in.
Very good, sir. All right, Grosvenor. The governor will see you.
Thank you, Cosgrove. By the way, how's your wife's rheumatism?
Oh, fine, thank you, Dr. Grosvenor. Especially since she's... especially since she's been taking that medicine you sold me.
Medicine you sold him?
Yes, sir. In my spare time, I concoct harmless but effective remedies.
In my prison?
It comes under the heading of hobbies, sir.
With prison materials?
Kitchen waste, sir. Potato peelings, cabbage stalks, and so on. I'm trying to perfect a new ointment made out of bacon fat.
I can't believe it. Under my own prison roof, making medicines and flogging them, even to warders.
Now, careful, sir. Your face has gone all red. Blood pressure, I shouldn't be surprised.
Of course I've got blood pressure. It's through having you here twice a day with your suggestions and complaints. Well, you won't get me this afternoon. I'm off to play golf.
Not today, sir. I've lent your clubs out. Prisoner Williams is practicing chip shots with bits of coke up against the cookhouse wall. Comes under the heading of occupational therapy, sir.
Practicing chip shots with coke? Grosvenor, is there something wrong with my eyes, or are you wearing a pinstripe suit?
Quite right, sir. The very latest Italian style. You note the turned back cuffs and the gently rolled, sweeping lapels, and to keep the feeling of still being in prison, I've had a broad arrow embroidered onto my pocket handkerchief.
Yes. So I see. Where is your prison suit?
Well, it's gone to the cleaners. Well, it was getting grubby. You don't want me to get the prison a bad name, do you, sir?
No, Grosvenor, no. But tell me, where did you get that lovely Italian-style turn-back cuff sweeping lapel suit from?
Well, you remember I had the job of ordering the materials for making the mailbags?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I took the order away from that firm in Manchester and I gave it to a friend of mine in the Mile End Road. And, you know, he appreciated the order so much that this suit is a sort of bonus.
Grosvenor, how much longer have you got to serve?
12 more months, sir, and I'll serve every day of them. I'm an outcast and I must pay my debt to society. No, over the wall with a rope made of blankets for me. It's torture here, but I've just got to repent.
Torture? What are you talking about? This is a model prison. Why, it's more like a country club than a penal settlement.
Ah, but it's still a prison, sir. The stigma is there. But we outcasts of society must pay our debt in full.
Well, Grosvenor, Under certain circumstances, a governor may commute a prisoner's sentence and put him on parole. That's what I'm going to do to you. From today, you're free.
Yes, well, the public must be protected from my sort. What did you say?
You're a free man.
But you can't do this to me. What have I done wrong? That's not justice. Throwing a man out of prison into the cruel outside world, it's inhuman.
Not at all. Not at all, Grosvenor. It's my pleasure. Now, here's your fare to London, your lunch money, and a copy of How to Win Friends and Influence People. Goodbye, Grosvenor.
So that's it, eh? Thrown out like an old glove. You'll regret it.
Get out, Grosvenor. And good luck.
All right, I'll go. But I'll be back. Don't think you've heard the last of Dudley Grosvenor.
Yes, waiter. I think I've heard the last of Dudley Grosvenor. Oh, happy day. Some more, please, waiter. Oh,
certainly, sir. From what you've told me, this Mr. Grosvenor would seem the persistent type.
Yes, but I've shaken him off my trail. When he comes out of prison next year, he'll never find me. I've changed my hotel 6 times in the last month. I've been back and forth across London like a shuttlecock. But it's been worth it. I've eluded him.
Congratulations, sir. Have another baked potato to celebrate.
Yeah, thank you, I will. Cheers.
Cheers. I hope you'll be happy at this hotel, sir. The Madrastic has an international reputation. 5 stars in the guidebook and umpteen crossed knives and forks. Oh, you'll pardon me saying so, sir, but only the well-to-do can stay here.
Well, since I've been without Mr. Grosvenor, I am well-to-do. I've never been more solvent. I've been able to stockpile my allowance. My bank statements come in black instead of red. There's a whole new life opening up for me.
Yes, the gentleman I'm seeking is over there.
Oh, no.
Please don't announce me. We of Interpol can find our own way.
Mr. Worth, sir, you've gone quite white.
Really?
What's the matter? You were saying there's a whole new life opening up for you.
Yeah, it must be early closing day.
Hello, Mr. Worth. I had a job finding you. It's taken me the best part of half an hour.
Yes, yes. I covered my trail pretty well, didn't I?
Yeah, well, this is like old times. You don't seem nearly as pleased to see me as the prison governor was to see me go.
Well, I wasn't expecting to see you till next year.
All the more reason for you to be delighted to see me now. Waiter, set another place at this table. I feel quite peckish.
Yes, sir. What would you like to eat?
Let's see now. I'll have hors d'oeuvre, soup, smoked salmon, underdone steak, fruit salad, and mushrooms on toast. And I'll start off with a glass of port. Oh, and put it on Mr. Worth's bill.
Yeah, 2 minutes of your company. I'm back in the red.
You haven't lost your sense of humour, then. Though I can see that behind those specs of yours, your eyes are twinkling away.
Tears, Mr. Grosvenor, I'm crying. With you back, I shall be destitute in 24 hours. I know I will.
Nonsense.
I will.
No, as a matter of fact, you're on the threshold of a fortune. Tonight, you'll be able to move out of these tatty digs to a place more in keeping with your financial status.
Tatty digs?
Well, it's...
But the Madrastic is the best hotel in London.
After tonight, you won't think it's good enough. I'm going to make you a rich man.
No, Mr. Not the crown jewels. We're not going after the crown jewels.
No, certainly not. I'm talking about the dogs.
Oh.
I've got an infallible system for winning at the greyhound track.
And here's me saying I'll be destitute in 24 hours. You'll do it by tonight. I know you will.
Now, Mr. Worth, don't cry into your beef. You'll weaken the gravy. It's this hotel that's depressing you. All this plush and gilt and the solid silver cutlery. It's very lowering. Never mind. After tonight, you'll be sleeping in utter luxury.
Yeah. How much will it cost me?
Oh, that won't be important. You'll be rolling in it.
I don't mean tomorrow. I mean, how much do you need to work your infallible system?
How much? Well, how much have you got?
Yeah, £600.
That'll have to do.
I could have flown to Brazil, changed my name, gone native.
No, by tomorrow, you'll be able to buy Brazil. Or perhaps not quite, perhaps only Peru or some small South American continent. But there you are. There is a limit, even to what I can do on my first day out of the nick. Well, now, are you on?
No.
Good man, Mr. Worth. Now, you hurry or the bank will be closed. Then it's a light tea and hey-ho for Waltham City Dog Track. Well, here we are. Look at it all. The lights of the tote, the green of the track, the white-coated kennel girls, the electric hair. It's like something out of Dickens.
Mr. Grosvenor, this system of yours, I suppose there isn't the remotest chance that it will work.
My dear Mr. Worth, this system is truly infallible. It was given to me by a fellow prisoner at my last place of residence.
Oh, well, what was he in prison for?
He was in for fraud, embezzlement and false pretenses. One of the nicest fellows you could wish to meet.
Yeah, I'm sure. I should think that you two had a lot in common.
Oh, Mr. Worth, in my absence you become bitter. I suppose living alone has soured you. Never mind, you'll soon be a different man. Ah, the dogs are in the traps now. Now, we're on the brink of riches.
Yeah. Now, what have we back?
Well, I've permed traps 1, 2, and 3. According to my system, and I followed it implicitly, we should show a profit of several hundred pounds. Oh, there's the bell now.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there they go. They're off. They're off. Come on, traps 1, 2, and 3, or any possible combination of those three. Come on now. Come on.
Yes. Go on, run it. By Jove, that one's moving.
That's a hare.
Oh.
Here they are. They're coming up the line. Across the line.
Who's won?
Listen, there'll be an announcement.
Yes.
The winner of the first race was Kilbride Terror, trap 5. Second, Jaime's Luck, trap 6. And third was Layabout, trap 4.
Trevor, what does all that mean?
Well, that was just the announcer's way of telling us that we've lost. Still, there's £500 left and 7 races to go. We'll make a killing yet.
Yes, that's a thought I've been having all day.
Now, according to this system, in the next race, we've got the back traps numbers. I never realised that Waltham City was such a long walk from the West End.
Yes. It's a fine thing, isn't it? Thanks to you and your infallible system. I've lost every penny.
How do you mean?
I don't go back to that hotel. I can't pay the bill.
You always manage to look on the black side of things.
Black side? I plumb the depths of human degradation. I'm penniless. I'm homeless.
Never mind. I'll stick by you.
And friendless. And furthermore, nowhere to sleep tonight.
But we have.
We have? Well, where, Mr. Grosvenor? Where?
Right here, Mr. Worth. Look, the Northwest London Infirmary. I'm sure they'd be delighted to accommodate us.
I can't go into a hospital. There's nothing wrong with me.
I know there isn't now, but... If you would just step out in front of this approaching bus...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I refuse, Mr. Grosvenor. No, I've suffered enough.
Oh, well, if you're not prepared to make sacrifices... you follow me. Come on. Casualty reception. Shop!
Mr. Grosvenor, would you mind explaining?
Good evening. I'm the duty casualty officer. What seems to be the trouble, what?
An emergency case, Doctor. My friend must be admitted to the ward right away.
What ward?
Well, what wards have you got?
Men's surgical, chest unit, tropical diseases.
They all sound charming. Just arrange for 2 beds in any one of them. Have some light refreshments set up in about 10 minutes. A pot of tea, perhaps, and a few buttered muffins.
Wait a minute. What's the trouble? Your friend looks all right to me.
Oh, you're joking, of course. You must have observed the symptoms. The roundness of his eyes, the pinkish colour of his skin.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, forgive me. I should have mentioned that my friend is Chinese.
But his skin's pink.
Precisely. He's suffering from Chinese jaundice. You see, when we Europeans have jaundice, we turn from pink to yellow. So naturally, with the Chinese, it's the other way round.
Ah-ha, yes. That puts a different complexion on it.
Yes, different complexion, yes.
Oh, very quick, very humorous. Yes. You take my point exactly. Now, if you'll be so good as to make the necessary arrangements...
Yes, just let me get the details for the report. He's Chinese, you say?
Yes. Say something, Mr. Wong.
Sweet and sour.
What's he talking about?
Who knows? They're very inscrutable, the Chinese.
Well, if you'll just put this thermometer under your tongue, Mr. Wong.
No.
Cure. I've never come across this trouble before. No, I'm not at all sure we're equipped to handle it.
Well, fortunately, since I am at hand, the problem does not arise. I am, I didn't tell you this, I am Sir Dudley Grosvenor, eminent specialist to the trade. You've heard of me, of course. You have
not.
Heard, haven't you?
No,
you have
I'm
heard
not.
Of me?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, it's this National Health Service. They're literally churning you lads out of night school with no thought for the consequences. I've seen the time when the mere mention of penicillin caused the name of Grosvenor to spring unbidden to the lips.
You discovered penicillin?
Not quite, but I was just about to publish my notes on the curative properties of cheese mould when an impecunious lab assistant ate the samples.
Good heavens.
A tragedy, you will agree. Not only did 5 years' intensive field research go down his gullet, but the government refused further funds on account of the high price of fine old English cheddar. I recall a similar experience while lecturing at the Sorbonne.
Pardon my interrupting, Sir Dudley, but your friend appears to be all right. His temperature's 98.4. That's quite normal.
Let me see there. 98.4. Yes. A mistake anyone could make. You overlook the fact that my friend, being Chinese, has a Chinese temperature. This, of course, must be read backwards, which makes it 48.9.
A temperature of 48.9 with yellow jaundice. That's very unusual.
Yes, that's what I thought at first. Then I discovered that it was aggravated by a case of inverted scleritis of the lower epidermis.
Good heavens! I must arrange for an emergency operation at once.
Scleritis? You mean there is such a thing?
Of course!
Oh.
Remove your clothes, Mr. Wong. We'll rush you up to the operating theatre immediately.
Now, just a minute. I protest against this masquerade. Leave my scleritis where it is. All we want is a bed for the
night. Aha! I thought as much. All right, you two. Get out!
No, just a moment. Leave me alone, hon. Hand me, sir. Now, what...
What an ill-mannered boy. Oh, they've had their last 5 and 9 pence out of me, I can tell you.
Nothing worse can happen now.
I wouldn't be too sure. It started to rain.
Look at it rain.
Quick, now, come on, into this shop doorway.
Yes,
come
and on, here. It's settling in for the night.
Oh, just in time we are. After where I've been for the last 6 months, it's good to be standing in a shop doorway again. I didn't realise how I'd missed it. There's nowhere quite like a shop doorway when it's raining. Watching the other poor devils running for it. Look at him getting a drenching when that bus goes past. Look, what? I bet he's cursing. Look at him.
I wonder if there is anything in reincarnation. I suppose in some previous existence I might have met a murderer or a tyrant. Charlie Peace, Captain Bligh of the Bounty, Jack the Ripper. And I have been sent back to Dudley Grosvenor as a punishment. No. I must have done something much worse than any of those people. I must have invented income tax or powdered soup. I wonder how long it will before I finish my atonement. How long?
Oh, stop muttering.
Stop muttering. I don't know how you can stand there reading those postcards.
Oh, lovely they are. Something to read. The pictures, too, some of them. Look.
Catching a cold, Mr. Grosvenor, wish you'll have to get accommodation.
Well, what did you have in mind?
What did I have in mind? Just a nice, quiet room.
Oh, here we are. The very same. Look. Clean, respectable rooms to let. Moderate charges apply. Miss Boot, 15 North Station Approach, Paddington. What can we lose?
Come on, let's go.
It hasn't stopped raining yet.
Well, what's the difference? We're wet through anyway. Listen to my feet squelching. I sound like an elephant walking through a trifle.
Well, come on, Jumbo. Get hold of my tail. It's a tidy walk to Paddington. Mr. Worth, doesn't look much of a place, does it?
No, it doesn't, but we're not in any position to pick and choose. I'll knock.
No, look, let's go to a police station and plead guilty to breaking and entering or blackmail or something.
A quick trial, a plea of guilty, and a nice, warm, dry cell for both of us.
Yes, good evening.
We don't need any of that tonight, thank you.
Well, we haven't come with any... Oh, yes. We've come in answer to your advert in the paper shop.
Nasty moist things. Go away, this house is quite damp enough as it is.
Well, look, please. You come in and me.
Please let us in, we're desperate.
Oh, is it still grizzling? Oh, well, come in then. I don't usually open my door at this time of night.
Well, thank you very much.
There's a certain air of soggy respectability about you. Now, kindly be so good as to wait on the umbrella stand till the bulk of the rain has drained away. Thank you. Now, I'm Miss Boot.
Are you? Well, now, Miss Boot, we want two rooms.
Two rooms?
Yes, two rooms, two. We want a room each. There are two of us, so we want two rooms.
I see your friend's quite of a loquacious turn of mind. Rather nice. I'm afraid I've only got one room to spare, you know. The two others are occupied. One by the most charming ex-army major, and the other by a recluse.
Well, could we look at this one room of yours?
Oh, yes, oh, certainly, by all means. Will you follow me upstairs?
Yes, at a distance. Looks as if we'll have to share a room, Mr. Worth.
Yes, it does, doesn't it, Mr. Grosvenor?
By the way, I only have very few rules, but I like those few to be observed.
Yes, of course.
For instance, you can have bottled beer in your room, but I draw the line at draught.
Oh.
Well, I mean, the barrels scrape the wallpapers. They go in the door, you know. And another thing, you are not allowed to exhibit washing.
It's a pity. I had planned a one-man show for next Monday. Nothing much, just inviting a few critics in to admire my smalls, you know.
There.
Yes?
This is my very best room. It's got something about it, don't you think?
I wouldn't say there's something about it, but there's certainly been something in it. Don't you worry, we'll find it, even if we have to take up the floorboards.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Miss... what did you say your name was?
Boot.
Boot, yes.
Jubilee Boot.
Oh.
They called me Jubilee because I was born in this house during the same year as our dear Queen Victoria's Jubilee.
Oh, a very pretty custom.
Yes.
Yes, isn't it? Naming people after national occasions.
Yes.
Same thing happened in my family. I shall never forget my uncle Armistice Grosvenor.
There. Well, what do you think of the room?
It's execrable.
Oh, thank you. I knew you'd like it. Oh, and one other thing. Please don't play darts in this room, will you? It gives the place a reputation for having woodworm. Besides, it might damage the oil paintings.
You've got more pictures in here than they've got in a Tate gallery.
Well, we need a room, so I suppose we'd better take it, Mr. Grosvenor.
Yes, right.
What on earth is that?
Oh, that's all right, love. It's only the hot water pipe. It always does that when someone turns the tap up in the bathroom. There. See? It's stopped.
Yes.
Look, water is oozing up into the sink. Does that happen very often?
Oh, no, dear. Oh, no. Only during the night, you know. That's old Mr. Hassett. That's the recluse, that is. He's washing his things out.
Well, look at that water. He's washing his Wellingtons. Come on, Mr. Worth. It'll be quieter kipping down in Paddington Station.
I am not kipping down in any station. Miss Boot, we'd just love to have the room. After all, what's a little noise now and again? We could always sleep with our heads out of the window.
Yes, you could if you could open the window.
Yeah.
Still, it's quite all right unless you're a fresh air fiend. Now, one last thing. There's no visitors after 11.
Visitors?
Yes. Persons of the opposite, you know what.
What?
Well, he doesn't know what as it happens, so there's nothing to worry about.
Now, boys, if you want a fire, there's a gas ring in the grate. You have that full brass, I'll tell you, after a couple of hours, you can't put your hand within an inch of it. The meter's in that cupboard. It takes shillings or pennies.
Pennies, that's useful. I've only got coppers left.
Yes, well, if you put a penny in it, it lasts just long enough for you to dash across to your jacket and find a shilling.
Oh, well, thanks for telling me.
Breakfast is from 7 until 7:10. That suit you, boys? Oh, and by the way, do you like horoscopes?
I'm not too keen. I prefer bacon and eggs, myself. What about you, Mr. Worth?
Mr. Grosvenor, please. Miss Boot was referring to the science of astrology. Yes, Miss Boot, I'm rather interested in the subject. I'm a Sagittarius.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes, isn't it?
Oh, isn't that lovely? You know, every move I make is guided by the celestial bodies. My life's ruled by the stars, you know. I worked out the horoscopes of all my paying guests. When I got a moment, I'm going to work out your horoscope, too. Well, nutty night, boys.
Good night, Miss Boot.
Sleep tight.
Yeah, yeah.
Sleep tight, that's the only way we shall get any sleep here. Come on, you soggy Sagittarius, let's turn in. It's been quite a day, hasn't it?
Quite a day. There was I happily living in a good hotel. You appear on the scene. And in the course of a few hours, I'm out of the hotel. I lose all my money at the dogs. I get soaked to the skin and wind up in this evil-smelling garret. And now, I think I'm getting a cold.
Oh, excuse me protruding into your sanctum, as the saying goes. I've just worked out your horoscope, Mr. Worth.
Oh, and what did the stars foretell?
Well, according to my reading of the mystic signs, Mr. Worth...
Yes, Miss Boot?
This has been your lucky day.
You've been listening to We're in Business with Peter Jones as Dudley Grosvenor and Harry Worth as his partner in crime. The part of Miss Jubilee Boot was played by Irene Handel, and other parts were played by Dick Emery and Frederick Treves. The script was written by Barry Took, Marty Feldman, and Peter Jones, and the program was produced by Charles Maxwell.
That program was presented by the BBC.